Maxi, we're here at Healy Park, standing in the middle of the pitch. It's raining. A disappointing day for Donegal football. Listen, if you're a neutral and you were watching that game today, it was a cracking game of football, but Donegal just couldn't find what they needed in the end to get over the line.
Yeah, look, it was a valiant effort, and it was a very honourable comeback to get come back from 9 points to go and level at the water break, but ultimately it wasn't enough, you know, and we just fell short at the end.
Yeah, and we look at the game. You led in 6 minutes, Maxi, and it was a lively enough start. But the second quarter, when you go 9 points down, maybe, was that the telling point in the end? It was just too far for you, too much?
It probably was. But look, at the same time, you know, it was level pegging at the three-quarter break. So, you know, we can't blame that. It was a funny kind of a game with all the yellow cards. There was very little flow or very little continuity to the whole thing. And, you know, people were playing all over the place. There was no wild structure or setup to it. But look, we struggled for scores, and we struggled to get our own kick out away again. And that's, I think, what's cost us in the end.
Yeah, and you made the move to bring on Roisin 5 or 6 minutes towards the end of the first half. What was the thinking on that? Obviously, it was round the kickouts, because they'd won something like 7 on the bounce at that time and hit you for 1-4.
Yeah, and look, we just felt Roisin just has that bit more distance in our kick. So we thought, you know, we made the pitch that bit longer, and we made it got further up the field. That was the hope with it, you know. And look, she also came out the field and played a number of balls as this new modern type goalkeeper, and so we knew she had that in the locker as well, and that did relieve the pressure a number of times. It's no reflection on Aoife. It was just a collective failing on the kickouts, you know.
Did the water break come at a bad time for you, because you had a lot of momentum in the game, and then Armagh, they were welcome up the break, so they were.
I think so. Yeah, and look, we had a goal chance there around about the. Just before the water break as well, and the keeper pulled off a good save. You know, that would have put us in the lead at that season. That would have been a massive score at that time. But luck just didn't go in, and that's what you're up against.
Yep. How big a miss was Karen today? Because Geraldine got all the scores in the second half. She finished the match with 110, rightly so, player of the game. But there wasn't any other real outlet scoring wise for you.
No, that's the problem. Look, it's been an issue for us for a while. You know, not having enough spread of scores. You know, Blaine Mackin came up and kicked a serious point there from wing back, and you know, the sub came on and kicked a couple of points, so look, they were maybe had a bigger spread of scores, but it's Geraldine's star has been well known for a long time, and I think that was the issue for us. We had enough scores and the kickouts at the end of the day.
Yeah, listen, is it hard to swallow, hard to take here?
It is. Look, any defeat is hard to take. You know, we knew it a great shot of winning this competition, and any day you get to a final, you know, you would like to try and you win it. And look, these girls have given a lot, and it's been a very tough year and a half for everybody, not just us. And you know, it would have been lovely to come away with a trophy at the end of it, but it just wasn't to be.
Yeah, and it's the day that I suppose the veterans of the side were all marked with the 100, the ton group, I suppose we can call them, Kitty, Karen, Geraldine and Niamh, and there was such excitement beforehand, and it's amazing the way an hour and a half later how things can turn around, Maxi.
Yeah, look, you know, and people can pinpoint those things and say, you know, it's wrong to do it and it's wrong to do this such a thing at this time, but you know,
but they're fully deserving of it, Maxi.
Fully deserving of it, and you know, Karen, Geraldine, Niamh Higgerty had been over. I think Kitty may have reached 100 today, maybe. You know, the other girls probably should have been honoured before now. It probably should happen at the time, but we weren't in a position to do that, and we felt it would be remiss of us to let it go unmarked, and I think that's why we wanted to do it today, and you know, and it's something I hope that they'll do, you know, as a county board more often in future, and maybe more on time.
Yep. Finally then, just there's a lot of thinking to be done amongst the group, but player-wise and management-wise as well, Maxi, but you're still very much of the firm belief that there's more in this Donegal group, that they can go that next step. So they can, and the first objective will be to try and win Ulster back before an All-Ireland series next year.
Yeah, look, I don't know what structure next season will have. You know, the Ulster Champions before the All-Ireland would be a help. You know, that was a really competitive game today and would have helped us get into an All-Ireland series. But yeah, look, that's a long way away now, and anybody's thought, you know, there's a lot of long, cold winter nights ahead of us all before we, you know, before people figure out what's the next step, you know.